Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's Wednesday, July 6, 2011. Good times. Shouts out to the early chit-chatters in the chit-chat room talking about Anand BB, Cosmo Brockington, Stabby McHugs, The Fapper, Why Am I Here, LOL, and several guest listeners. If you're new to the show, new to Blog Talk Radio, get an account. Become a member. BlogTalkRadio.com is essentially just another social networking site. You can sign up, create an account, username, all that fun stuff, upload your photo, and then you can get in the chat room and talk some smack. Jesus Christ, it sounds like the Hell's Angels are outside. Wow. Good times. I'm excited about tonight's show. I'm going to play some music tonight from a Bay Area artist named A+. He's out of the Hieroglyphics crew. He just came out with a new EP. It's I want to call it a mashup, but it's not really a mashup. He basically just did this project where he took some Red Hot Chili Peppers beats songs and used them as beats to do a concept record, and the record's called Pepper Spray, and it just got released on the online for free, and I'm going to play tracks from that tonight, and hopefully at some point very soon be joined by A+ himself, and I'll take calls as well if you have something you'd like to say to A Plus or me during the course of the show here, feel free to do so. For the for those of you who want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. And when you call in, you want to press the number 1, and that'll alert me that you want to be included in the conversation here. If you don't, you can just hang out, chill out, and I'll bring you on whenever. So, it looks like I have a couple of calls already on the line. Let me take these real quick, and then I'll play a track and hopefully come back with A+. Let's see who this is. Area code 270. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Do you take requests?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Time by Pink Floyd.
Oh, right on. Good one. All right, I'll try to get to that before the end of the show. I can't do it right now, but I will do it before the end of the show.
Thanks.
Good times. Is that it?
Yep.
All right, cool. Thanks for the call. Let's go to area code 484. You're on with Vincent Bay. What's going on?
Huh?
You've been on hold for 10 minutes, actually. I think you called before the show even started. And
2 minutes to be exact.
Huh?
I like
so you've been on for about 12 minutes waiting to call in. And I bring you on and you say, huh? You've been waiting this whole time to say, huh?
Huh?
Huh? Is that your troll?
Huh?
Are you trolling me with, are you the huh troll? Is that your thing?
No.
Okay. What's your thing then, dude?
We're just giving you props on your show.
Yeah, I was going to call you and say I liked your show, but fuck you now.
Oh, shit, I fucked that up, didn't I?
Yeah,
oh, well.
you did.
We actually had a nice band for you to promote.
Oh, cool. What band is that?
Fuck you!
Okay. Area code 413, you're on the air with Vincent Bay. What's up?
Huh?
Yeah, it's you. Hi, what's up?
Huh?
Oh. Great. Is that the new meme now? The troll? All right, there you have it, kids. 347-826-766 number 7667 is the number. I will I do not screen calls, obviously. Maybe I should start doing it. But whatever. All right, I'm going to get into some of this music from A+. I like it. Let's see. If you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and hip-hop, you probably like this. So let's go ahead and do this, and I'll be right back with A+ in moments. Stick around.
So styles tends to not only separate man, you know, because they have their own doctrines, and then the doctrine became the gospel truth, you know, that you cannot change, you know. And but if you do not have styles, if you just say, well, here I am, you know, as a human being, how can I express myself?
Like ladies have your friends and family, this ain't the thing to do. A bad man died, all his hope perished, cause everything was earthy that he chose to hold and cherish. I smoke bud and think about this here. I ain't forced to put no fucking album out this year. Yeah, I make my music on a natural basis, and I love all of my fans that keep on hacking them places.
High road,
and my plot is fearless, got to fear this, drop the fear this year. Life's good, y'all, live it up. What the fuck is I don't give a fuck. When the spirits need me, I be needing them. I tell them almost every dream that I see them in. With perfect timing, they find me and call and kindly remind me to fall. Check me out, y'all.
Welcome on stage for the very first time, the one and only, the fabulous, all the way from the USA.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in Bancotti.
Finish him!
Top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah. Hey. It's Vince in the Bay. So I'm still waiting for my guest to call in. My guest tonight will is supposed to be A plus out of Hieroglyphics Crew. Now I hope you all know who Hieroglyphics Crew is. If you don't, you should bone up, because if he doesn't call in the next 5 minutes, I'm just going to call his ass myself. Fuck this. But, A+, he's a member of Souls of Mischief and the Hieroglyphics Crew. And he came out with a new EP, and hopefully he'll be on the show soon. Yeah, I have been stood up by guests on my show before. It wouldn't be the first time I've been stood up by a guest. So, you know, in the meantime, I'll just take calls. We do have callers on the line, so... Feel free to call in 347-826-7667. Before I get going here, the word of the day. That's right. A new thing I'm going to be start doing on my show is the word of the day. Okay? Now, if you're a caller and you call into my show and you find some way to incorporate the word of the day into your vernacular while you're on the air with me, I'll give you a prize, okay? Assuming you tell me a city and state that you're located in. A municipality, the nearest major municipality. That's all I need to know, and you'll win a prize if you're able to call in and use the word of the day. And the word of the day is... preponderate. Preponderate. P-R-E-P-O-N-D-E-R-A-T-E. Preponderate. Preponderate. Okay? Does anybody know what preponderate means? Preponderate. Okay. Look it up. Google is your friend. Find out what the fuck it means and call in and use it in a sentence. It's kind of like a little homework assignment. Uh-huh. Just because you're on a summer vacation doesn't mean you stop learning. In fact, I would argue that the learning begins during summer vacation because you get to actually go out into the world and do stuff. Uh-huh. It's good times. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who do we have on the line here? Caller, blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up? Oh, brilliant soundboard. Absolutely brilliant. Let's take another call here. 308, you're on the air. What's up? Wait, hang on. Are you saying fat or fap? Now it sounds like you're saying pap. Like pap, like a pap smear? Oh, you're saying bat. It sounds like you're saying bat now. Like bat, like Batman? Like a baseball bat?
Paul preponderate.
You got it. You got it, dude. Sweet. What you win. Okay, you can stop. You win. What town is that? I got it. 308. Area code 308. I can figure that out for myself. Keep fapping when I figure out what area code that is. Oh, boy. Let's see. Area code 308 is Nebraska? Is that right? Nebraska. All right. So I think he already hung up. So I'll just tell him what his prize is, and if he wants, he can call back in. He's out of Nebraska, so let's figure out. Jesus, there's only like one town in Nebraska, right? Shouldn't be too hard to figure out where this guy's at. I'm gonna say he's probably either in Lincoln or Omaha. What do you think, folks? Lincoln or Omaha? I'm guessing Omaha. So. Because I like the Oracle of Omaha. Does anybody know what the Oracle of Omaha is? If you know who the Oracle of Omaha is, call in now, 347-826-7667, and school me. And in the meantime, I'm going to find out what this fapper guy won. Let's see. Okay, how about a free lawnmower? Yeah. Fapper from Nebraska, you are the proud winner of a free lawnmower. That's right, a free used lawnmower. It runs, but not that great. It could use some tune-ups and some cleaning, but it doesn't come with the bag that attaches to it. So you'll have to find something to substitute for that, or just pick up the trimmings after, rake them up or something, that whatever. The cover for the side discharge is loose, but you can fix that by drilling two holes and use an electric wire to hold the cover in place with the spring beneath, which is what this person used to fix the other one. I don't know what that means, blah, blah, blah. Please email with the correct subject, blah, 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 and this person will not respond to spam. But other than that, pick it up. It's in Midtown. Free lawnmower just for you, caller from the fapper from Nebraska, for using the word of the day in your phone call. There you go. And in the chat room, there you go. get to see what that gentleman has won. And Rick Astley, I see you in the chat room. I am not a Jew. Sorry. Catholic. Close, though. What else do we have here? Okay, I'm gonna whip through these calls here. I got a bunch of callers on the line. I'm gonna whip through these callers, then I'm gonna play a track and hopefully be back with A+, my guest. He wasn't supposed to be my guest. I decided I was gonna play his record on my show, and I tweeted it, and then he tweeted back, "That's what's up. That's cool." And I was like, "Yeah, man, you should call in. I'm gonna play it on my show live. You're welcome to call in." He's like, "Yeah, totally. I'm down." And I talked to him today, and I think he forgot. So I'm going to call him in a minute. But let's burn through some through. I got some people that are on the line that actually are here to talk. So let's take care of these calls, and then I'll take a little break. Let's go to area code 8484. You're on the air. What's up?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, excellent. You are a winner. What town are you in?
Allentown,
Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
Okie dokie, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Let's see what we can fix you up with. Sorry, I'm clicking. Pennsylvania, Allentown. Wow, I don't see it here. Williamsport, York, State College, Scranton, Reading. Where's it near? What's like? Is it near Philly? Is it near Pittsburgh?
More towards Philly.
It's more towards Philly?
Yeah, north of Philly.
Is it like almost like a suburb of Philly?
No, it's pretty far.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hook you up with something in Philly. You're gonna have to drive into Philly to get it. And it's a free couch and love seat. Congratulations. Folks are moving out of the area, and they're leaving their old couches behind. These couches are fucking ancient, but they still work. They're clean. They're in great shape. So they're yours, courtesy of Vince in the Bay. Congratulations, and thanks for calling and participating. Let's take another call here. Skype number, Xara Hawks. You're on the air. What's up? Let's see, 111 caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey man, do you know what a preponderant means?
You just used it in the sentence, I guess. Technically, well, I'm sorry, I could hardly tell what you said. I did hear the word of the day though.
Yeah, can I use it in the sentence, preponderant?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
I was sitting here preponderant what to do with myself.
That's incorrect. That's not the word. You're thinking of pondering. This is a different word. Different word. Nice try though. Appreciate it. Let's go to 111 caller. You're on the air. What's going on? Blocked caller. You're on the air. Go ahead. Load up your soundboard. Press play. Do something quick. Figure it out, dude. Or not. Fine. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to play another track, and then I'm going to come back and call my homie A+ and see if I can't get him on the horn to talk about this new music that he's created here. And let's see, what did I start off with? Can't Stop? Yeah. So I started off with the track Can't Stop. And the record continues with Road Trippin'. Let's all go Road Trippin' with A+ off of his new one, Pepper Spray.
Time to leave this town, it's time to steal away.
to be a couple months till I'm coming home.
Yeah.
It's already planned out where we finna go. Almost 50 shows, here we go, gotta run along. Couple suitcases, a traveling fist. My girl damn near having a fit, about to flip. Saying, honey, don't be messing with no scandalous chicks. I'm like, baby, I can handle my shit. But you know the skit, we rap guys with sex and supply. California weed for the maximum high. Coming in late with bags under my eyes. This job's stressful, don't act so surprised. It's a long trip, but eventually we there. For this life, most ain't mentally prepared. I'ma give it my all wherever I'ma be today. Then it's time to leave again, and we gotta steal away. Band on,
yeah.
I rip every night,
yeah.
Before the last song, we dim every light. Then we hit them with the encore if they want more. Damn, I love being on tour now. It's time to leave this town and feeling like I took a couple downers. But the show won't go on without us. On a tour bus, the cop is hunting us down. Plus, man, I think the driver on one, bruh.
Yeah.
Even on a solo coming back, toe up. Bullet loaded, we got trees. Do you got more than we got? We'll conquer any obstacle to make sure we rock the show.
Rock the show.
Even if a nigga end up in the hospital, I'm going after I spit in sand beats and I got to go.
Good morning, Hele. In the land of the lotus eaters, time plays tricks on you. One day you're dreaming, the next your dream has become your reality. It was the best of times, if only someone had told me. Mistakes were made, hearts were broken, harsh lessons learned. My family goes on without me, while I drown in a sea of pointless pussy. I don't know how I got here, but here I am, rotting away in the warm California sun. There are things I need to figure out, for her sake at least. The clock is ticking, the gap is widening. She won't always love me no matter what.
Most new cats lose battles that they facing. Think about it when you dream of Californication.
jaw. Price of a life is low. Sawed off rifle, life is low. For the right type of dough, they don't like life low. Fast like Steven Dollars, and weed for dollars. The city is dope. Admitted a coke for attempts to run away to the hillside. But I prefer the real side where it ain't no bougie movies. People work hard every day for the few needs. Every person has, believe me, there's worse than that. Best thing is know your purpose. You can't purchase that. No matter how many racks you stack, go below the surface and watch the surface in the grass.
My girlfriend on the side.
California. Yeah, I like that little sound bite there. Hey, it's Vince. I'm back. I'm in the Bay. And speaking of the Bay, I got A-plus with me now. What's up, A-plus?
Hey, what's happening? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's happening, Vince? Sorry for the tardiness, man.
It's all good. You're fashionably late. I would actually question your hip-hop cred if you showed up on time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know we got bad jackets, but I'm actually super punctual, and I can't stand being late. And so I appreciate the waste of your time, man.
Dude,
try to make rappers look better.
It's all good, man. I'm just glad you're here, man. You know, we had to get the show up to speed anyway, so I think you came in at the right juncture.
That's what's up, man.
But we're about half, I don't know, maybe a third of the way through your new release here, your new EP that's called Pepper Spray. And do you want to tell my audience a little bit about Pepper Spray and how it all came together?
Yeah, absolutely. Pepper Spray is basically it's produced by my production group, Compound 7. That's myself. My brother AG and Dale is also a member. And basically, you know, I wanted to go outside the box a little bit and that's one thing about us as artists, Hyrule and all of us, is we just always want to, like, do something that we didn't do, even to our detriment commercially, but it's just how we are as artists. So with that in mind, we were just trying to push the envelope, and AG came up with the idea of doing a project over one specific band samples that we really liked and stuff and kind of freaking it. He kind of came up with the concept. It was only going to be a couple songs at first, and it grew into the EP and Pepper Spray and everything. So it was kind of grassroots. It was really just us trying to step out the envelope a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I think you got some good results, and I think you're toying with something that's very delicate as well. I'm sure that you'll get some hate from some Red Hot Chili Pepper, you know, hardcore aficionados, but me being a casual Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, I thought it was you hit the right tone with all the samples and all the beats that you chopped up and sort of recreated. I've heard a lot of stuff that are a lot of these mashups and stuff or remixes that people make. You know, they're everywhere on the internet now, and some of them are you know pretty bad, and some of them are pretty creative and you know do you know pull it off. And I think you lucked out on this one. I think you pulled it off just right, man. I love what you did here, dude. Especially that last track right there, Californication. Because honestly, I don't really like the original Californication, to be honest. And I found it quite listenable now with your rearrangement. So I like what you've done here, man. I really do.
Man, thank you sincerely, because as artists, we didn't know how it would be received. We kind of expected, with every outing, we expect negative comments and stuff, because nobody likes everything, and we make music for people who are going to like it, but we didn't want to turn off people who may have liked it just because they like us. And another thing is, you touched on the mashup thing. We didn't want to make it seem like a mashup or a remix album. We approached it like I found it in the crates and liked the samples and wanted to make them hip-hop beats.
Yeah.
You know, so it was the same process. If we used seven different samples from different artists and tried to make a beat out of a song we liked, the only thing that was like a kind of a novelty about it is that we were only using one artist. And I think the production style, we were banking on it, separating it from being a remix type thing or a mashup type thing. We understood that we like these bands, but not everybody does. So we wanted to make it listenable as a hip hop fan. As even if you didn't really dig the Peppers, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, we wanted to make it for anybody who would like it, not just because it's the Peppers, but it would be fresh for the people who did dig the Peppers, and they're a huge band, and we love them, and you know, so a lot of people like them. They're super large, so we knew a lot of people would have judgment about it, and we just wanted to make it solid music instead of judgment on whether we did the novelty right or wrong, you know.
Yeah. No, like I said, man, you pulled it off.
I said all that, perfect.
Really,
really to say that hearing positive feedback and people appreciating it, it really lights us up, you know, because we didn't know how it's going to come. It's a good feeling because we felt good about it, but, you know, hearing the feedback, this is the first feedback. It dropped today, you know. That's why I called you when I saw your post. Like, yo, I definitely get on the show. I'm glad you like it. You know, it's a good feeling.
And just so you know, this show is going to be archived, and you can link to this anytime. So, you know, you can use this as a tool to help further promote it. When this finishes, it basically turns into a podcast.
Oh, that's dope. Well, we can make it like regular because we have three more of these installments.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to come. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You got to come back with all that shit. We'll do it for sure, man. Let's get into that in a second, but I want to play another track, if you don't mind.
That's what's up, man. I love it.
All right, we're going to get into this one. This is Hey O from A+. We'll be right back.
My girl song.
This woman is so good to me. She's so polite. She's so good. She's so good to my parents. And in the bed. What? I think, oh wait, that's him.
This is what I say, oh. the wild, getting closer as the days go. I like to start things right, so I didn't even lie. I'm a wild guy, don't deserve a halo. Nope, but my brain's on tight, and my spirit's so bright. I ain't on the other side, I'm a brave soul. On the real, I ain't even finna front. I done been around the world and seen what most never had. Life got a way of throwing you curveballs and doing like it did to me and showing me my better hand. So I got a little name, yo, the money and the fame ain't a thing. My soul ain't got glow. I ain't nothing like them lame tech and macho. If you're ready for the real thing, I got you. Time I met you when I saw you that day, seems like my life changed for the worst now. I need to see another dame, cause you driving me insane. All the things in my brain about to burst down. Cause you jealous of the fame, something like my old flame. Those days when I put the soul tape out, I'm tired of the same frown. So you used to be down, but it's not like I'm the person that you hate now. I ain't finna stay around while we both play around. I ain't a clown or desperate in any way. Who I'm wishing you the best, and I'm wishing you would get somebody else to have love every day. But now it's time for you to jet, and I think that it's the best you set before my girl get hot, so. And don't think you coming back, cause it's not so. If you don't leave on your own, I got you.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrei
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balcone.
These top fighters are really something else.
Loss, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, I'm back, kids. And I'm joined, joined tonight by... A-plus out of the Hieroglyphics crew, and we're checking out his new release that just came out today. It's available for free. It's called Pepper Spray. And A-plus, where can the kids, where can they download that out exactly?
Well, I don't know the exact link by heart. I have to look. But if you it's
on your Bandcamp profile,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's on my Bandcamp page. I think it's A+ Hieroglyphics at Bandcamp. It's free. There's a video out there for Give It Away.
I got it right here. It's A+.bandcamp.com.
Right on. Good looking now.
Yeah, I'll paste that in the chat room right there for you kiddos. That's how you download it. It's free. Do it. Spread it around. That's what's up, man. So, of course, this is a concept record that's all samples of Red Hot Chili Peppers songs. Now, have you heard back from the Red Hot Chili Peppers at all?
No, I haven't. And what I would hope for is that they appreciate it. But if they didn't feel that, I would fully understand that. Certainly I'm not making any money off of it or trying to pilfer off of their name. I do understand that using them as samples is something that makes it popular, but I'm doing hip-hop music, you know, so, and I know they're familiar with it. So, you know, I would hope and I would think that they'll probably, you know, not hate it or not want me to take it off the web. You know, I don't know, mm-hmm. but I'm an optimist, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I think it's
made out of respect for them.
Yeah,
you know?
It's obviously an homage. And I think that they would appreciate it being artists, musical artists in their own right. And I don't know them personally. I have friends of friends of the drummer who I think is a pretty cool guy. And he's actually the drummer, Chad Smith, while Red Hot Chili Peppers are having their hiatus, he's actually gone out of his way to help sort of nurture this up and coming young band from Brooklyn. Who are friends of mine. They're called Outer National. And he's been lately doing gigs with them, helping promote their band by just being, hey, Chad Smith playing drums with us, you know, tonight only type of thing. And, just knowing the spirit of that guy alone and what he's done, you know, he doesn't really owe these kids anything. He doesn't have to go out of his way to play drums on their record. But he is. And he's, you know, I think these guys that make it to the upper echelon, these elite entertainers, you know, I think they get there for a reason and they stay there for a reason because ultimately they're good people and I think they give back as much as they take. And I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers are those caliber of individuals.
I'd have to agree with you fully. And although it's dangerous in other situations, if I had to assume. Just from loving their music so much, I'd assume that they would understand where we were coming from making it. You know, they just seem like that. You know, I don't know them or anything, but, you know, I'm a big fan of their music. And if I had to assume, I think they would get it that, you know, oh, these guys are like, you know, their way of being creative in hip-hop and respecting our music, you know. I really just think they think that anyway, but, you know, I don't know. You know?
I'll tell you what I would do if I was them. This is what I would do. I'd be like, hey, let's bring A+ out with us on tour and bring him on stage during fucking Californication and have him and Dell just fucking go fucking ape shit.
I'm going to tell you, I've had daydreams like that while listening to this
Dude,
record.
Dude, I'm serious, man.
Serious.
You never know.
On everything I love. I've had daydreams of getting on stage and them being like, come up here and, you know, just hip-hop shit, you know?
Dude, right? and that's straight up... I hope this is a wake-up call to the fucking Chili Peppers, to be honest, because ever since that Anthony Kiedis decided he wanted to start singing, that band has been all suck. They've been all fail. I think this might be a wake-up call. They're like, hey, we got to get back to our hip-hop roots. You know, Anthony, you got to start rapping again, dude. None of this fucking, you know, they're all soft now. You know? I'm gonna say you don't have to say it A+. I know you don't think it, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm saying what a lot of other people are thinking, and I'm just trying to. I'm hyped on this, and it's helped me sort of. I'm gonna go back and rediscover some of these songs too, because like I said, Californication. I didn't used to like the original. Now I kind of like it. And here's another one. By the way. Which we haven't played yet, have we? No.
No, we haven't.
All right. Yeah. This is another example of one that Well, this is an example of one where I like the original and your recreation. So let's get into this, dude.
Man, I got to say, man, this feedback is amazing. It's literally the first time I've talked about it with a human, and it's not a post. And I got to say, man, we really approached the project in mind heavy that people who don't really dig the Chili's or whatever song would still like it because the music was good in the genre we're creating it in. It was a big deal to us. So hearing this is real dope, man. I'm very appreciative, no doubt.
All right. This is A-Plus with By the Way.
We almost there, man.
Yeah, no, man.
I love this town.
Yeah, you too.
I love this job. Got the whole time. Take nothing for granted, man.
Hurry up, bus driver. We
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Damn, I love this town. Every time I come here, the people get down. We almost there. I gotta get my mind ready. And roll a couple blunts. We've been on the grind steady. Gotta hit the stage as soon as we arrive. The driver tired because it was a 9-hour drive. So before you know it, I'm blowing the air full up. They'll set this air to shit out before we pull up. But it was too much. The driver started to park. Then we heard the police siren starting to bark. The crowd hanging out was sick in front of the venue. I'm happy they could see what we about to get into. All my friends know it's my gotcha plus. I'm gonna claim it if the police get onto us. Bus driver looking at me like now what? Police walking up knocking while the crowd was. Look at that line, man, look at him. So I opened up the door and said, one blind cheek. Then he grabbed me, slammed me on the concrete. Picked me up and threw me up against the bus. I'm thinking, what the fuck is up with this trunk? I got to admit, yeah, I was kind of tripping. As soon as I opened the door, the smoke hit him. He said, I smell weed, don't lie to me, Blackie. I could see the evil in his eye looking at me. He starts laughing and says, is this for real? Ain't you that dude that made 93 Till? I hate that song and all the rest of them. Anybody caught with some weed and I'm arresting them. I said, the grass is mine, but not rude. Like, give me a break, damn, come on, dude. He screamed, shut up. Then he slapped on the cuff and yelled out, hip hop sucks, while the crowd was. Up on YouTube, then the front page in the Channel 2 News. A couple people standing in line recorded it all. The asshole lost his job because y'all were.
That trigger, I would like the chance to tell you some things, perhaps to think about after I'm gone.
Okay, we'll think about that in a second, dude. But we got to get back to A-Plus here in a second. But first, I want to bring on Kishu. Kishu's on the line. She's been on the line for a little while, and I think she's really drunk. So let's see if she's passed out or not. Kishu, are you there?
I'm here, but yeah, I'm in and out of consciousness for sure.
Wow.
Fucking okay. Trashed, Vince. Oh my god.
What the hell did you drink tonight?
Well, so much vodka. I drank like a fucking fifth of vodka and another like half of a fifth of vodka. And I was going strong like an hour ago. It's just now. Like fucking in the show and just sitting here and I'm just really sleepy now and just really fucked up.
Okay. Well, you can just sit tight.
What are you doing? What's going on in the show tonight?
Well, Well, I'm hanging out with A Plus. Say hi, A Plus. This is Kishu.
Hi,
A
Plus.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Had a really good time, fun night tonight, partying with some friends. Now just chilling at the hotel, missing Vince. Vince is my sexy baby.
Yeah, Kishu's my baby doll and slash co-host.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, I really like your show, man.
Yeah, well, hey, stick around, dude. Once we start taking calls, it's going to get really interesting. Trust me. I actually have, let's take this caller right here. I got somebody that's been holding for a while on Skype. Raitan, you're on the air with Vince and A+. What's up? Raitan 456. You're on. Unmute yourself, homie. Okay. Raitan, going once, going twice. Later, bro. All right, never mind. So, A+, I wanted to ask you about, you said this is the first of a series of projects you're going to do. What's the next in the series exactly?
Well, first let me say, it really started with Pepper Spray, and it was just going to be that. But in the middle of that, it was just so much fun to make. You know, I love music, and I always have, but, you know, sometimes it's what I do for a living, so I have to make it sometimes, and it's always fun, but this was joyous to make, so we just started thinking we should do some more, and we came up with four bands that we loved and decided to make it a four-part series, like a hip-hop tribute, you know. And so I said that to say the next one is with Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien. It's me and him, the whole album, with Rage Against the Machine tracks.
Oh, that's going to be fucking fire, dude. That's going to be so badass.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
You know,
it's sick.
Ahead.
It's already done. And it's sick. It really is.
Oh, well, you definitely have to come back with that one, because I can just imagine.
Man, I'd love to be a regular as an artist and as a patron. Like, I'd rather listen to this than talk radio any day.
Yeah, man.
Real,
oh, absolutely,
real
dude.
Shit.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime, man. You and anybody, any of your homies that want to come through, like I said, I've been in touch with Casual. I was trying to actually get Casual on this week, and I was talking to him about bringing him on this week, but he said he was, like, having some laryngitis or some crap, and so maybe I'll get him next week. But if somebody would have told me this week that I'd have A+ instead, I would have said, what? And it just sort of came together. Thanks to Twitter. If it wasn't for Twitter, you know, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah, man, I love Twitter.
Yeah.
That's my shit. Twitter is, I'm addicted to Blog Talk Radio and Twitter. Like, I'd be happy to sell you A+ and all the Hyro crew for that matter on Blog Talk Radio. To me, this is like next level social networking. You can do your own A+ show, you know, the Hyro show, whatever, you know. You can do your own thing. You sign up. It's like any other social network thing. You create an account with an avatar and the sign in.
How about this? If I really want to do that, which I've toyed with the idea but never have fully went out and investigated, would you be willing to, like, just show me the basic steps on how to do it just straightforward?
Oh, dude, I can give you a 1-hour tutorial, and you'll be able to pick it up no problem, dude. If you can work Pro Tools and all that shit, dude, it'll be a no-brainer for you, dude.
I could definitely work that, and I'm a character, you know what I'm saying? And this is the kind of shit that lets you be a character instead of
having to do
business and shit. You know, I know how to do business and shit, but I'd rather just be frank and shit, you feel me?
Yeah, this is the last bastion of freedom for free speech, the internet, dude. Like, there's no censorship here. I mean, you know, obviously there's certain limitations, but I haven't been pulled off the air yet, and I've done some pretty raunchy crap on my show.
I'm going to check your archives, man, because I'm an instant fan just by the whole candor of the whole vibe. I do interviews for my whole life, and you know, it's a part of the job, and the fun ones are notable in my mind.
You know what I'm trying to do in some way also is trying to be the Bay Area's version of Nardwar. You know who Nardwar is?
I do not, man.
Oh, the human savant or serviant or whatever the fuck? Oh, my God, dude. He's this dude out of Vancouver, British Columbia. He's a Canadian guy, and he's notorious. He's got this. He wears this really cheesy old fashioned golfer's cap with the little snowball on top thing. You know what I'm talking about? He just wears really tacky clothes, and he's just a total like hipster nerd. But he interviews like all the top bands that come through town through Vancouver. You know, he's had Snoop Dogg on like 10 times. He's just a notorious scenester, and he's done a lot of hip hop interviews. I'm surprised. I guarantee you, he's interviewed at least one high road person. I can't believe he hasn't. You know, because
I gotta be honest. With all my ADHD and stuff, like the names, I don't always grasp, but a face or an experience.
Oh, right,
you know.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if you've come across this guy and you just didn't even know it, because he's crazy, man. But you would probably know it, though. If you ever do a show in Vancouver, look out for Nard Ward.
Man, I know. I must admit him, because like, we love Vancouver. We got a big base up there and go up there frequently. So I must have seen him. I just, I smoke too much weed, bro. That's all it is.
Yeah, man. It's all good.
I'm trying to make excuses and shit. I meet a lot of people. I smoke a lot of weed, so I forget names and shit.
Dude, I forget shit, and I don't smoke weed, so it don't matter, dude. Did we play My Friends yet?
No, we didn't play My Friends
See,
yet.
Look, I'm not even stoned, and I can't remember where I'm at.
man, thank you. Thank you. You're making me feel much better for being a pothead.
It's all good, man. No, I kicked it with you. I think I might have smoked a blunt with you when I first met you at Rock the Bells back in 07, I think it was. And that was an incredible show, man. That was my first real introduction to the Hi-Ro crew. I just happened to be videographing on the same stage that you guys were on, and stayed for your set. And my first Hi-Ro show ever, I was like 2 feet from you guys. I was on stage with you guys. It was an incredible fucking experience, dude. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take it. What's that?
I was just going to say, I would love to see that footage, man, because I remember the day, but I've never seen it from that angle, man. It was a lot of energy. It was just a great event. It was memorable, man. Really.
Yeah,
dude. You were saying.
No, I was going to say, I might take a detour later and play a track from that. I think I have on the switchboard, but I want to keep going with the topic at hand, which is the pepper spray. And
Compound 7 presents.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I was going to say. So there's another dude on the record cover. Who's that other guy with you?
That's the other member of Compound 7. Like, Dale's a member as well. But he's like, AG's a more active member. He's my brother, and he's, we make the music together. He's a musical genius. He's done stuff for all kind of people all out here in the Bay, and he's just like ultra talented but largely unknown. And Compound 7 is us together combining our production talents and, trying to push the envelope and cover more ground and stuff. And we just have a real good musical connection. And it's just like magic. When you make music, it affects – everybody loves some kind of music. It's the one thing that all humans have in common. So to be able to make it, it's special to us, and we take great pride in it. And, I'm known as an MC and stuff, but I love music. I love production, and I've never pushed myself as a producer. And he kind of brought me out of that shell and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Actually, it's a story behind that. We had a homeboy – who always used to say we should make music together. We've known each other for years, and he always said it'd be dope if we made music together. And then he got murdered, and
wow.
It was real tragic. And that's when we decided to do that for him, like he always wished that. And when we did it, it was just like, man, new shit for both of us, and good music and just a good vibe of making it. So that's how it all started. And all of this stuff is with him, this Compound 7. It's separate from the stuff I did with Hi-Ro in the past and stuff, which was just me. This is like my production team. And Dale is also a member, although he didn't do anything on this musically. There will be a remix EP all with Dell Beats, original beats, for Pepper Spray, coming soon.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's Compound 7, and all of these are made by us.
I love it, man. Yeah. All right, let's get into some more. This is My Friends. Wait, I already asked you this, right? We have not played My Friends?
We have not, my friend.
All right, here it is, my friend. My Friends.
Roaches, sharks, and piranhas. Nonsense concealed with double line time.
Yep.
Even when you say I don't want none of y'all drama.
No.
Something's still coming for you just to cause trauma. They say on ya like it ain't no mañana. Wanna choke the life out you like an anaconda. Wanna roll me up and fry me like a chimichanga. People wonder why we smoke ganja and spit mantra. To stay higher than Mount Fujiyama. Pray with the Dalai Lama and beat Congress. Learn the secrets on how to defeat monsters. Prima donnas and those with a weak conscience. Keep cautious. In this war, the iguanas. You could always count on me, you know, plea honest.
You know it.
With no commas, I put that on mamas. I'm a real friend, I'ma be there, I promise, regardless.
Where you turn my town to Nairobi. Got you on the run like the man on the Heisman Trophy.
They so phony, studying your every move, watching very closely.
Wanna exert some kind of control remotely, but I make sure I lead a bogey with no lead.
Makes you wanna double up on the stoli. Take the police and smoke with an OG. They told me it's no justice, no peace. Killing don't cease, people die alone on these cold streets. I'm a boldy, show them that no one can hold me. Cause some cronies couldn't even beat the old me. You know me, I'ma always be the homie. I'm a real friend, I'ma never leave you lonely. For sure.
Like bongs, that's B-O-N-G, to put the pot here, light it, the smoke travels down here, collects, and then you get a concentrated volume of smoke by sucking in like this, and I think the label is instructive, bong, the only thing wasted is you.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV, a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Really
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play.
Yeah.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating,
in the Bay, everybody.
In your deck,
I see a lot of people in the chat room hating. A lot of haters in the chat room. Yeah, stop hating in the Bay, yo. Let's do a little. Let's pause for a quick moment. A quick break. I'll be back with my. I'm not a break from the show. I mean, just a break from A Plus for a second to give a shout out to the chit chat room. We'll do a chit chat roll call here. I want to, of course, as always, recognize the valiant service of the chit chatters in the chit chat room, who provide a lot of running commentary and feedback throughout the course of the program. So I will take a few moments here to recognize you kids, and we're doing pretty good in the chat room tonight. Got a good turnout. Okie doke. All righty, let's see. Going down the line here. Shouts out to the Chit Chatters for your valiant service. I'm talking about you, 1C people. Chicago Hockey, Coma America, Comrade Mark, Cosmo Brockington, Dr. Herpington, Flyover Territory, Fresh Prince 222222, Guck Yo, a ton of guest listeners. Remember, guests, you can sign up with Blog Talk Radio, create an account for free, and that'll let you chit-chat in the chit-chat room. Shouts out to Hexa Dracula, John Brand, Kishu, my darling Kishu. I didn't even know you were in the chat room, honey. Kingdom Here, No Thieves Allowed, Red Medicine, you cocksucker. No, there's not a chit-chatter named you cocksucker. I think Red Medicine's a cocksucker. Haters are always going to hate. That's all I'm saying. Back to the chit-chatter. Stabby McCuggs, shouts out to you, Stabby. And all of your valiant service. And rounding things out in the chit-chat room, shouts out to Trans Lunar and Ultra Faggot. And that rounds out the chit chat room roll call. Thank you all for participating in the chat room, and hey, let's keep it above the belt, please, okay, if you don't mind. Before I get back to A Plus, let's see what this guy Ryan is all about. Ryan 456 or Rytan 456, what's up, caller? Skype caller Rytan 456, you're on the air, what's up? Okay, goodbye. Another caller, blocked caller, you're on the air, what's up? Hello, caller? Is this thing on? Hello? Yeah, hi, go ahead, you're on the air. Really? You're just going to raise your hand and not talk? All right, fuck you then. All right, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for coming out and hanging out in the chit-chat room. I'll be in there to talk some smack with you guys in a minute, but I got to get back to my guest now, who tonight has been hanging out with me on the program. It's A+. He's at a Hieroglyphics crew. And he's got his new EP out called Pepper Spray, and we've been playing all the tracks here tonight exclusively on the Vince in the Bay Disorderly Conduct show. And we got one more track to go. So A+, anything we haven't touched on that you want to make sure the listeners know about you and this project and whatever else is on your mind?
Yeah, well, I mean, these are like specialty projects. They're kind of like, you know, we were trying to do something. I do have regular, you know, more traditional my style hip-hop stuff coming as well. So I don't want anybody to mistake this for like my new albums or anything like that. They're special projects. But I will be coming out with other stuff to follow as well. And also Hieroglyphics and Souls are both working on stuff. I'm always doing that with them. That's my family. We're always creating. So just look out, man. Anything that say Compound 7 or A-plus on it, man, we're trying to push the envelope and not try to be weird to be weird or nothing. Just, you know, we're music lovers trying to make some good music that's original, you know. So if you're into that at all, the real shit, too. Actually, we be on some real shit all the time, you know. So if you're into that, man, check us out all the time. We're always positive as well, although we're not cheesy or nothing, but we choose to be positive with our lives and stuff, you know, but we don't kick cheesy rap or nothing, just some real hip-hop. If you love that, stay with Hieroglyphics. We'll always give that to you, man, and our fans make us, so we love y'all, you know.
That's what's up. So do you have any shows lined up? And if so, are you going to do any shows where you perform the pepper spray material?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've actually tested some songs out before this drop, and the responses were great. The most notable shows we got coming up is Souls of Mischief at Rock the Bells. We're going to be performing 93 Till, our classic album, in its entirety for the first time ever. So that's the biggest stuff coming up. We actually have a tour coming up in August as well. The details of that will come out soon enough, but we'll be on the road. We always stay on the road, so we'll be there. We'll be somewhere around. But as far as me, I'm going to be doing solo shows, performing Pepper Spray. Later on, I want to try out a band and see how that goes, man, because, you know, I play guitar, I play piano, and I come from a musical family, and, you know, I want to do the festival circuit and shit. So, you know, just
trying
to
keep it tight. Oh, that would be hot to see A-plus rap and then with a guitar strapped to his body. That'd be hot, man.
Man, shit. Anything that to make some more music a little bit more enjoyable and original. If I could be a part of it, it's a blessing, man. You know.
That's hot, man.
Actually,
I love
like,
it, man.
I actually just like music is my therapy. You know, to me this world is hella nuts and shit. So I'm a little off. But music be what it's what grounds me. I'm always doing it. You feel me?
Yeah. So are you, I know you're based in the Bay Area. Are you originally from the Bay Area? Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I grew up here. I was actually born in Denver. I came here when I was very young to Oakland. So I'm an Oakland boy. My parents are from Jamaica. So I'm a Jamaican, you know. My household was a little different than the average East Oakland household. It was Jamaica inside my home, so I'm a little mix of shit, but I'm an Oakland boy though.
Do you ever do any dancehall style or Jamaican reggae style raps?
Nah, I've never done that, and I really don't even feel comfortable saying any kind of patois unless I'm around Jamaicans. You know, it seemed like. I talk like this, you know what I'm saying? So it seemed like if I'm not around in Jamaica and talking to one of my family members, it seems like a game or a joke or some shit. So, you know, I talk like this, man, and I let people do it how they do it. You know, I wouldn't sound as good as the people who are authentic with it. I'm a Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? I'm more Jamaican in my attitude and mind than I am in my accent.
Yeah. That's what's up. Cool, man. Well, let's get into the last track off of Pepper Spray. This is Give It Away. And you want to do a quick little lead into this track, A-plus?
Yeah, this is Give It Away. It's the last track on there. Got my man Nobody on it and Dale on it. And it's the only song on the album to where we just like on some regular rap, you know, talking shit or whatever. Just, you know, most of the other shit is, it's topic oriented. This one we wanted to end it on a little fun, and this song is just a fun song from them. So,
yeah,
end it on a fun note.
That's what's up. All right, here it is. Give It Away.
but some girls will tell you I'm kinda stupid. I'm kinda disagreeing, I'm just a teeny crazy. You know this music business is loony, but really, baby, wouldn't trade it for nothing. Do away with your bluffing, go do something constructive like go play with your muffin. Ayo, he's up to something, I'm the consummate thinker. Granny called me a thinker, high economy drinker. When I get motivated, suckers do more than hate it. But I got people like Obama when he motorcades it. I glide through the town sounding like I'm rollerblading. Speakers in the back counting hard, now my shoulders aching. Me and the homies travel over the lonely gravel, coming home with something to throw up on the trophy mantle. We always living truly, we never kissing booty. We just want the weed, if you got it, you can give it to me. Give it away now, everybody pass it around. You don't want it, you can turn it down. But we ain't tripping, we gon' burn it down. Give it away now, everybody pass it around. You don't want it, you can turn it down. But we ain't tripping, we gon' burn it down. Want some, get some, bad enough to take some. Give it away, a ways away from where I came from. Everything I got, I had to earn it, and I ain't done. High road sanction, knows a poet like Langston Hughes. When I stay on the move like dude from Crank 2. One. Many fools confused, refuse to see they can't run. Walk a city block in my shoes, I feel my pain none. Picture worth a thousand words, I heard, so I'ma paint some. The day come, I'm done, I'm holding on to it. When it's gone, it's deuces. They'll try to reproduce it, to find it useless. I'm a beast like Lucian, juiced up, but a few cups short of true fluid. It's cool though to say I ain't here to play around. You expect me to fall off like any day now. Now I done been knocked down, but I ain't never stayed down. You get it? I got it. Think I'ma give it away now. Give it away now. Everybody pass it around. You don't want it, you can turn it down. But we ain't tripping, we gon' burn it down. Yeah. Give it away now. Everybody pass it around. You don't want it, you can turn it down. But we ain't trippin', we gon' burn it down. Yeah.
Funk it all form. Come out of people's summer swarm around the park when they wanna get warm. Fruit, it's just fine to do. Carry your crew like that. Funk don't blow on trees. It won't get free. Bouncing up the funk for free. You gon' have to get some up before we give it right. Come on now. Come on now.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Souls and Mischief show July 16th, I believe. I believe it's in San Francisco. I don't know all the details, but I'm definitely going to slip a few in there. You know, it's going to be mostly Souls material, but, you know, I got a new album out, and I'm gonna promote it, so I'm going to do a few cuts there, man.
Nice. All right, man. I'm going to try to check that out then.
Hit me up, man. Let me know. I'll lift
absolutely.
You up, man.
Yeah. And,
I'm about to bow wow your show. Like,
yeah.
How Bow Wow did 106 in Park.
What the fuck does that? No, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It's like the person who like comes on frequently all the time and people know him to come on even when an album ain't out just to come check.
Oh,
in.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely. Whenever you want, just drop in, dude. You could even prank me, too, if you want. I have people that prank me all the time. I don't know why people aren't pranking me tonight. I think they're intimidated by a hip-hop legend from the Bay Area gracing me on the show. Because, dude, normally, seriously, I get bombarded with troll calls. In fact, before you came on, I had like 5 or 6 prank calls. And then right when you came on, they all of a sudden, you know, lost their testicles and aren't calling in now. I mean, the I've been advertising the number. Call in, you sons of bitches. There's people hating in the chat room too. If it's like, if you guys are going to talk shit, call in and say it on the air then.
Yeah, call in.
See, you got a lot of these keyboard commandos who are really...
I love that shit, though. I love it because it really, like, the internet is so big and so vast that it includes every kind of person in the world. So there's so many assholes in the world that, you know, trolls used to be irritating, but it just reminds me of how many assholes are in the real world. And they deserve to be here, but it's a cowardly way to live, but they deserve to be here. So, you know, it's lovely that they get their chance as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Some of the crank calls are really good, though. They're really entertaining. I've gotten raided a few times. I don't know if you're familiar with 4chan. Have you heard of the website 4chan?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I'd say in the last 2 months or so, the kids on 4chan, they all collectively started to discover Blog Talk Radio and the wonders and joy of trolling Blog Talk Radio. And they hit me. They didn't hit me as hard as some other hosts have gotten hit, thank God. But I got bombarded a couple of nights, and thankfully most of them were rather friendly and entertaining. And I was able, it was to me it was kind of like almost improv comedy in a way, you know.
Oh. Well, I like shit like that. Like if it's entertaining and just being a dick to represent the dicks of the world. But, you know, the people who come in that they sound malicious and shit and they got hate in their life and probably scared of girls and shit, you know, those are kinds I don't like, man. You know, like, you know, asshole who knows he's an asshole can get down with you and have a little fun. But, you know, when people's, like, being all, like, just, like, obviously got confidence problems and shit and now's their moment of strength, you know, that's the shit that I can't really get down with. But it's so weak, it never really, like, topples any kind of real positivity or strength or nothing. So, you know, trolls are all welcome. It's hard to hate on High Road because we don't do nothing but positive shit, you feel me? So,
yeah, exactly.
Love is love.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah, man, I can't wait to see you guys perform again. It's always a pleasure to see. I'd like to see. I'm really excited to see Souls of Mischief as an entity in and of itself, because Souls of Mischief predates Hieroglyphics, correct?
Well, as recording artists, yes. I mean, so Hiero was always the crew, but we didn't release anything as Hieroglyphics. It was just the name of our crew, and Souls is a group in Hiero. We didn't decide to make Hiero albums till later when we went independent and stuff. So in a way, yes, and in a way, no, you know.
Yeah, well, however it's got to be, man. I like how it turned out, man. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thankful. We just some fans that you know, got a little fortunate. We worked hard, but it does take a little bit of luck to get in the industry. But we fans first, so we always feel blessed and give thanks, you know.
You know, I tripped out a couple of weeks ago. Somebody in my chat room had their they changed their avatar icon to the hieroglyphics logo. So I know for a fact that I have at least one Hiro fan out there somewhere who is probably going to jerk off to this show like a motherfucker.
Man, get it in. Get it how you live, man. Just come to the show and patronize us, you know.
So I want to get into a quick track right here to jog your mind back down memory lane here, A+. This is kind of like, this is your life now, A+. I tracked down this track of you performing with Dell on stage live at Rock the Bells 2007. And this is a Dell track with A+ singing backup, I guess you would say. This is Virus. Enjoy this one, kiddos.
Yeah, yeah, hey, y'all know what's up, hey, with Dell John Z. No, y'all don't.
Break it down, Tim.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, I want to devise a virus to bring time straight to your environment. Quit your corporation with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert it to a pirate. I want to devise a super virus so potent it'll devastate the whole fucking metropolis. They don't want to unify it. The fucking total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. Late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus I can send through a modem. Infiltration hit your station. No Microsoft or enhanced
doctor.
Society thinks it's safe when bingo hard drive crashes from the rendering. A lot of hackers tried these viruses before and wiped their text out like so much white out. I want it where file replication is a chore. Lights out, shut down the entire White House.
Hey.
I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design. Break your shit down section by section. Even to the smartest minds, it's impossible to find. I want to devise a virus to bring that straight to your environment. Question corporation with a mild touch.
Trash
your whole
computer system and revert it to a pirate.
I want to devise a virus to bring that straight to your environment. Question corporation with a mild touch.
Trash a whole computer system and revert it to a pirate.
Hey! Hey! Yo, the fucking Homo sapien. 11th hour coming soon.
Damn, that was 11th hour has been out though for a while. It's crazy. So there you go, A+.
Man,
I
remember that. I remember that, man.
Shout out
to Dell, man.
I was like 10 feet from you guys when you did that. That was awesome, dude. That was my first experience watching Hiro. It was insane on stage at Summer Jam. It was sick. It was packed. And actually, I'll link the YouTube. I have that video up on YouTube, and I have one other one. I'll try to get around to uploading that whole. I have almost that whole set, which was a fucking kick-ass set. It was so fucking awesome. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to stay in contact with you and find a way to get that footage, man, because I'd love to have it, brother.
Yeah, you know, and a couple of the other guys were asking for it, too. I think Domino wanted it and somebody else, an OPO. So I'll have to... yeah, maybe I'll hold it as ransom, and once I get all of you guys on, then I'll release it.
Oh, man, it's cold business.
Yeah, it is business, though. Right on, man. Well, I got one more Hiro track I want to play, and before I do that, what's your next project exactly? Is it sort of a thing where it's all a bunch of burners going at once, or is there like one thing that's always in the forefront in your and how does that work exactly? Because it seems like you have a lot of your hand in a lot of different things.
That is true. There's a lot of stuff going on that's like finished. I got an EP with Nobody that's done. I have a complete Dell EP that's done. A couple albums that are like 75% done. We're always making music, but we try to make it organic instead of feeling like we have to have something out. For me, it has to be right for me more so than it has to be out for some deadline. You know, I'm just I love music and I take it really seriously, and I'd rather put something out that I'm comfortable with than feeling pressured to put something out by some deadline or something. So although we're always making stuff, it comes out when it feels right. So there's always something on the back burner, but there's always something else finna come, you know. And with this thing, there's gonna be four in a row of these. I don't know what else I may release in the meantime. I'm not sure about that just yet.
Dude, and you know, if you do that shit, that Rage Against, when that Raging Against the Machine stuff comes out, you know, you got the hookup with Boots. I could see you and Dell weaseling on with Rage Against the Machine. That would be some fucking shit too. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be a dream. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of the Coup and Rage. And I know Boots for years, but I'm still a huge fan. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to that, dude. I think that's going to be awesome. Oh, I have some people in the chat room that are asking questions. One guy was asking if you were a part of, because you were on that song Virus, the live version. He was wondering if you're on, are you on that record, that Deltron Z record?
No, I'm not vocally on the Deltron Z. I'm just
That's cool that I like that. See, that's what I think is cool is, see, you're not even a part of that thing, but you'll come out and like support your homie doing his solo stuff. I mean, I think that's cool.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like Dell is like, I mean, I've known him like my whole life. I've known him since first grade. He's like one of the people I know most, and we just like close like that, man. So I spent a lot of years going on the road with him and stuff, just helping him out, backing him up. You know, that's my dog, man. Hyro's like a family. So anytime anybody can help anybody, we always rush to do it, you know, and that's just how we get down and stuff. You catch any of us doing ad-libs for another person or coming out to another person's show just to support each other, you know. That's just how we get down. It's a solidarity in family and numbers, you know.
Oh, it's literally family. Like, I'll post this YouTube video that I have where you guys during the whole show, like, you know, like Dell's got his kid out there. He's dancing with his kid on stage during the, you know, while other people are rapping. He's waiting for his turn. He's like dancing with his kid on stage. It's great, man. It's like literally a family affair.
Dude, are you sure that was his? Was that his or mine?
You know what? I was assuming it was his. He was dancing with a kid, and I just assumed it was his kid. It could have been your kid. I don't know. I'll show you I'll send it to you, and you can tell me whose kid it was. But if somebody's kid was running around on stage, it wasn't the only one. It seemed like there was just family and friends all over the place. Just kind of spilling out everywhere. Dude, we lost you, A+, but you're back.
I'm sorry. Yeah, right when I said something about the kid, whatever. But Hyro, like, we raised little Hyro kids. We all got, a couple of us are fathers and stuff, and we always bring the kids out and stuff and come vibe with us to feel that energy, you know. But, yeah, pardon the interruption, brother.
Oh, no worries. Another connection I have with Hyro is I worked on a film, and my day job is I do production work. I do, like, film and video production work. And audio production work, and I happened to work on an independent film, and we did the soundtrack. We recorded the soundtrack with a band that Boots put together, and we recorded it at Hyde Street Studios, and then we did the mix down with Matt Machine Gun Kelly.
And oh yeah,
that's your homie from way back in the day, right? He was one of the first the guy that recorded the original Hyro and Souls records, right?
Yeah, he recorded the first Dell, the first and second Dell, first, second, third Souls. I mean, he's just been our engineer since before we had record deals. We actually met him. Dell was doing a remix for Yo-Yo, and we ended up at Hyde, and we met Matt there. And ever since then, he's just been our engineer throughout the years. Yeah, he's like a member of Hieroglyphics to us, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I've had. I just had a chat the other day on Twitter with Opio about Machine Gun Kelly, because he tweeted that Matt's got his own website now, and you can go on there and see all the discs, see his discography, I guess, as an engineer/producer. He's worked with George Clinton. He's worked with Digital Underground, Tupac, everybody, man. Everybody that did anything real in the Bay Area, he's had something to do with, it seems like.
Yeah, man. Matt is a legend, man, and I can honestly say that we owe our Hieroglyphic success just as much to him as any other member or musician or artist in the clique. He's been instrumental in making our sound what it is, you know. And he's like family to me. Whether I record another album with him or not, that's my brother, man. I love him to death, man. He's a ultra talented dude, man.
Okay, I'm getting. It looks like we have a Hiro fan in the chat room. Hexa Dracula is throwing out all kinds of shit. He's asking about Taj and Pep. What are Taj and Pep up to right now?
Taj Hayes recording an album called, I believe it's called Rap Noir, N-O-I-R, and he should be dropping a mixtape soon. Pep is a yes, like two albums done and ready to drop back to back. The first one is Rigmarole, and then the second one after that. And you know, there's so much music. It's just you know, for whatever reasons, people put it out when they feel like it. But Pep and Taze both definitely got vaults and stuff, and are about to drop some soon.
Oh, I have a question. What about Festo? What about Festo D? What's that dude doing?
I think his album, his solo album, is going to be the next thing to drop from Hiro as an official release that's not strictly internet or fan appreciation. I believe it's called Critical Mass, but I'm not completely sure. But I know it's done. I did a track on there. Dale's on the track. The album is fire. He's a secret agent. He's a spitter.
So badass. He's like the ace in the hole, man, in Hiro, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, definitely the silent part.
Fucking nasty,
he's like,
dude.
He's a beast. And him on a whole album, you just got to be ready to get bombarded with lyrics. He got it.
Yeah. Oh, man. And somebody else also said in the chat that they think that Hiro is like the West Coast version of Wu-Tang. And that's something I've always thought, too. It's kind of like that.
You know, when we hear that, we certainly take it as a compliment. We've talked back and forth with Wu-Tang about like doing a Wu-Tang
a battle record.
No, hell no.
Hiro versus Wu-Tang.
Hell no. A tour together. We've talked the idea around, and I think it's more so on the group dynamic more so than the musical style. It's the crew dynamic and the originality, like the out of the box stuff. But certainly being compared to them is an honor, and I'll take that any day, straight up. And we love them guys too, by the way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. And that would be kind of unfair to a lot of other big West Coast crews, like Jurassic 5 and the Living Legends.
We took Living Legends on their first tour. You know, we've toured with them before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we took them on their very first nationwide tour, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely have a brotherhood with them already, and we've done shows for Jurassic 5. Like, you know, all the West Coast artists usually get down with each other. Like, we all know each other, so it's all love, and we always work a lot, you know. With the East Coast cats, it's more of like an event because it's not so common for us to always be touring together, you know, so.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. And there also seems to be a lot of camaraderie amongst the Bay Area-based hip-hop artists, you know? Like, it seems like everybody kind of knows everybody. Like, I was essentially touring with The Coup as their videographer for a couple of years, and over the course of those years, they ran cross paths with like Lyrics Born, Zion I, you know, just all these different crews and stuff that are all in the Bay Area, but it's just they all know each other. There's like a lot of cross-pollination that seems like that goes along, and everybody sort of has it seems like there's a genuine like a camaraderie, like a family spirit that there's definitely like sort of like a signature sort of Bay Area sound, and there's a lot, and there's definitely a scene going on here, and it's been going on for a while, and it's so much more than just hyphy or whatever, you know, craze that has been bestowed upon the Bay Area. You know what I mean?
You know, the thing about the Bay is that if you make it from here as an artist, like, this isn't a there's a lot of people out here and there's a lot going on, but as far as the music industry, none of the labels have ever had offices here. The outlets here, you really got to grind hard to make it out here. This is the home of the independent spirit. So when if you happen to make it somehow and get on the national scene or start becoming seen, and you see your comrades that went through the same stuff, it's just like a celebration. And I got to agree with you. Whenever I see any West Coast people out of town anywhere, and it happens all the time, you just bump into them in a different country or a different state or thousands of miles away, it's always a celebration when you see it, when you see them, because you really got to grind to make it from out here, you know. And we kind of got to support each other, or it's like bad for us all, because there ain't no industry to lean on except what we make as the people and the artists. So I fully feel that, and I love seeing West Coast artists that I know out of town. That shit is amazing. If you know somebody from the town and you bump into them in Mexico, and everybody else is strangers to you but them, that shit is, man, motherfuckers need to light a cigar. You feel me? That shit
yeah.
is like love.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And so it always trips me out when, because like I lived in New York for a couple of years. And I remember living in New York and seeing like Zion Eye Crew and people come through town and just being amazed that people even knew who the fuck they were in New York. And what is generally the reception to you when you're on the East Coast or just outside of the West, you know, abroad anywhere in general? Like how what's the reception like when you're out there outside of the confines of the West Coast?
I mean, personally, like, they love us in New York and always have supported us from when we dropped. It was even kind of bittersweet when we first came out, because that's when New York didn't really fuck with nothing but New York. And they, when we went out there, people would be like, yeah, man, all that shit is whack except for y'all and Farside and the Alcoholics. And we know that they meant it as a compliment, but it would be like, damn, that's a fool. But things have changed since then, but we've always gotten love from New York. My mom and my brother live in New York. I spend months at a time out there. I've lived in Brooklyn twice. I know how to get around. Like, I love New York, and I ain't never had no problems and nothing but love from the artists out there, man. As long as they know we respect hip-hop and we know where it came from and we respect the Mecca and we holding our laws down, you know what I'm saying? We've always had a good run and support on the East Coast. And to be honest with you, like, Hyro, like, and I don't say this to be, like, pompous or nothing, it's really a blessing, but we got fans everywhere. There's a Hyro fan everywhere. Like, when we get the hits on our website or people ordering stuff and seeing Hyro signs scratched on walls in Israel and stuff, like, you know, that's we got Hyro, we got some people everywhere, and that's kind of what keeps us going. We may not be the most visible all the time, but you know, we come and perform for the people where we got people at, and they always want us to come back because we give it our all, man. We don't have a bad reception anywhere. There's a Hyro fan everywhere. Seriously, I've been all over the world and in different countries, and, you know, by the grace of goodness, and, you know, we got some good supporters. Like, our fans kind of make us. We the people's champ. You know, we ain't the most visible or the most out there, put out the most records, but, you know, our fans keep us alive, you know, so we do what we do that they like about us. And I personally like that somebody knows me and it's going to give me a compliment everywhere I go. Like, that shit feels wonderful, you know what I'm saying, when you make music. You know, that's what I do it for, you know, to make music I love and hope and love when other people love it, you feel me? So I'd be surprised if I went somewhere and didn't get no love. That'd throw me off, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hope you continue to do what you do. And before we get out of here, dude, let's one more time remind the listeners about your new project, Pepper Spray, and what's up with it and where they can find it.
The new project is Compound 7 Presents Pepper Spray. It's featuring me, A+. It got Dale on a couple tracks and my man Nobody. It's for free online. You can get it at A+ Hieroglyphics at Bandcamp. Also, there's a video out right now for one of the songs. You can check that on YouTube at the A+ Hieroglyphics YouTube page. And there's a couple more videos to come as well, and hard copies and remixes as well. So please check it out. It's for free. And, you know, if you don't like it, that's cool, but at least try it out, and I hope you do. And look out for Hieroglyphics all the time if you want some, like, you know, quality artistry, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's always quality. Every time I hear anything Hiero or Hiero related, man, and I'm honored and pleasured that you joined me tonight, A+. Shouts out to you, man, and I hope you'll come back real soon and pass the word on to the crew and let them know what's up. They can come through anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, man. And I gotta say, this is like the first interview to where I sat and like burnt my burn. And drank my few brews, and it was still politically correct.
Oh, yeah, man. You were right on.
That's dope. That's dope for an artist, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely be back.
All right, man. Well, you're always welcome, man. The number never changes either. You save that number. That's the call-in number all the time.
That's what's up, man. Thank you for your time, Vince. That's what's up.
All right, man.
Thanks to haters for not calling tonight and like just letting it be a good time. You can start hating back at when I hang up.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. Thanks, bro. Hey, thanks for coming out, A+. I appreciate it, man.
All right, cool, man. Check your inbox in about 30 minutes. I'm going to give you an exclusive song, man.
All right. Yeah, I'll check that out.
All right. Much love. Peace.
There he goes, A+. The man, the myth, the legend, representing the Bay Area and the Hiero crew. Shouts out to all of you for listening in tonight. Thank you, 1C People, Coma America, Cosmo Brockington, Debbie Daly. Hey, Debbie. EW here, Flyover Territory, Fresh Prince 222222, Guck Yo, bunch of guest listeners, Hexa Dracula, thanks for all the Hiero questions for A+. You get an A+ for that. John Brand, you're still a piece of garbage. In fact, you know what? Just because I know you're asleep, John Brand, but just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go ahead and mute you. Kishu, I love you, honey. I hope you're sleeping and dreaming of me fapping in your face. Kyle Bernard, thank you for coming through. No Thieves Allowed, thank you for all the artwork, beautiful artwork in the chat room. Red Medicine, thank you for all the hate. Haters always going to be hating. Stabby McHugs, thank you for your support. And Ultra Faggot, you live up to your name. And that's it. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm gone. I'll see you again or talk to you again tomorrow. And I'm going to leave you with some more live Hiero from where is this from? This is also from Rock the Bells 2007, and this is Powers That Be. Enjoy, kids. Good night.
What's up, y'all? Well, how y'all feeling at Rock the Bells today, man? Yeah. Yeah. It's been good so far. It only gets better as we go further. My hieroglyphic's still in the building. Y'all still partying with us? Okay.
Check
it
out. Like we said before, we celebrate 10 years of being independent. So make some noise on yourselves for supporting this shit. Make sure you pick up my nigga A+ new album, My Last Good Deed, in stores now.
Go get that, My Last Good Deed.
Make sure you pick up them brand new Hiero jeans. Gonna be in stores 9307, you feel what I'm saying? And make sure you have a good fucking time today. This is hip hop, baby, alive and well. Make some fucking noise.
Hey, y'all, Dom.
Hey, yo, Domino, hit him with one of them slappers that you got in the cut, man. Hitting in the cut, man.
Drop that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
This my shit right here. This my shit right here. Yo, listen. Hey, they say I'm like Bruce Willis, unbreakable die. True sickness with this mic on that drive-by.
But I'm not
Chow Yun Fat, bitch, Chilla Piller, F.
Dolls. And then you
stole. Man, show your home with this shit like I'm Hannibal. I'm man, then you the antelope. I'm the king of the jungle. Hannibal instinct, phenomenal stamina. Just think about a man in the reek of insanity.
And it's me.
You not a rapper, you a movie star.
Checking
who we are, be the coup d'etat. While I'm South,
goddamn.
You can sue this car regardless. Marvelous majestic, no recorded shit.
Oh, my God, I'm honest.
Smoking word like a Voltron sword. Bones close to arsenic. Every man needs jelly.
Come and call it up. When the instrumental begins to dim it, they wish they know when the screen is a bit. We bout to crush up. Reach out to them for they squeam out. We go for these things. Crush them out like dry erase. Thug it out like the United States. It's us against the world.
Fuck popular opinion.
No, they talk us. We worshiping, but we did it all for independence. Now we go off of with a vision. Hand them their heads. Make the landscape movie red. With the nerve and will of a bunch of determined killers who always make their marks, never hesitate to spark.
Strike first, take their heart.
With the right verse, for all confusion. Never underestimate the power of illusion.
We use it.
On a whole revolution in music, man. We do this. Shit is all we know.
The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC.
Yo, yo,
that's all
yo,
we
know. I don't even know why you wanna play yourself to that degree.
You laugh at me
like I won't slap the teeth out your grill.
That's how I feel.
You out of order.
You about a quarter inch away from fist to face.
Just disengage.
You think your brain slips away.
Wouldn't have the wonder. Only to be awakened by the sound of crying and thunder.
All of the damn assumptions.
You a sad sack, mad wax, straight up and down, ass cracking.
That's that.
Get a load of down.
I'll be sitting where wells. I'll be sitting close as the vision unfolds.
Just hit the print and send her phone.
Hey,
just
hit your hoe.
What you fixin' on?
We just kinda different, yo. What we did is thought-provoking. Not for joking.
We know things.
They talking.
Why your whole thing? Say whatever
the
hell
it is. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know.
The power's the beat.
Wait.
Running the train, it's a bunch of slaves. Improvised, you were meant to be entered into the end of the world. It's meant to the heat of the sun, temperature hot. Distance, measure how many blows I got. Persistent pressure as we get this.
Set up for the business
and the betterment of my boat. All my green stars round up, ready, let's go.
Sustained by the earth, cause we came out of her.
The devils get claimed when I sling flame hotter than a lot of lava. From the bay to the Bahamas, all the way to Cabo Cabo, we pulling and clocking dollars like good fellas.
Hey.
Suckers get jealous. Cause we make letters and we still rebellious.
And the industry can never jail us.
All my niggas free to be ourselves. Our records still sell. This is hip hop Olympics. Hieroglyphics and dream team. Rappers living out of they means. Trying to bling bling. Get your fat thing
sold.
Get your whole crew exposed.
We done had them hoes, dog.
It's magical and when I grab these flows out the hat, it blows them back to
the last we roll.
We mash it, smash it, action, patch it.
Hit them with a passion and that's it.
The power's that beat.
It's in you. It's in me. And MC, that's all we know.
The power that beat
is in you, it's in me. And MC, that's all we know.
The power that beat
is in you, it's in me. And MC, that's all we know.
The power that beat
is in you, it's in me. And MC,
that's all we know.
That's all we know.
Thank you, very nice.